been given, amen. All right, Amanda, where's Amanda Congdon? I saw her right here somewhere. All right, Amanda, I want you to come ahead and get it started. Nathan, Milana, these are, Amanda's not a high school student, but she goes with us and on every Thursday night and of course on our soul winning marathons as well. And praise the Lord for that. And then Connie gave her testimony last week, one of our high school students. You other two give yours first, and then we'll go with the college kids from that point on. Come right in.
Yay, nothing like starting out something. My name's Amanda, and I'm from here. This is my ninth soul winning marathon, and it was a blessing. It was, every year it gets better and better, gooder and gooder, however you want to say that. But the thing that stuck out most was bringing back memories from when Brother Rich took us on the soul winning marathon, and they had at least 10, 15 teenagers that came out soul winning with us, and that was such a blessing. I got to go with a couple of them and a couple of ladies from the church, and just to talk to them and encourage them, because they weren't excited about soul winning, and just to see them after talking to people, and it was just a blessing. And thank you for the opportunity to go, and thank you.
Hello, I'm Nathan Pitts. I'm not a college student, but I'm a junior in the high school here. And it was a blessing to be able to go on the Soul Winning Marathon this year. It's my second one. And like Amanda said, it gets better and better every year. And last year was great, but this year is better. And it was a blessing to be able to lead one young lady to the Lord. She's 20 years old and already a mother of three kids. And it burdened me to see her that in that setting. But I got to talk to her, and she got saved, and it was a blessing. So other than that, it was also a blessing to see the teenagers there from Seagate to get involved. And they had 15 teenagers out with us on the first day. And just to see their youth group get so involved is a blessing to me.
Hi, my name is Milan McKira, and I'm a high school student here. And my soul winning partner was Connie Ogden, and she's really awesome. Something really memorable was I got to lead this one boy. He was 16, just like me, and we related because I could talk to him, and he understood, and he was really receptive. And what was really interesting was that, like, he had gotten adopted to that family that same week, and he didn't really know his address, and so that was really interesting to me, and he was just really cool. Thank you.
All right, good evening. My name is Brent Whittle. I'm from Ramburn, Alabama. And this has been such a blessing to be able to see how each soul winning marathon has gotten better and better each year. I've been on three, and this is, like they've said, it's been better and better each year. And just give you one experience that I had on the soul winning marathon. It was the first day, the last door, the first day, and went to a pretty huge house. I mean, we've seen some really big houses. One house had a swimming pool in their living room. That's pretty big. So, but this house was a big house, and this 16-year-old girl came to the door, and she went to the First Baptist Church there in Naples. I think a lot of people heard about people that were going to that church, but she did not know if she was going to heaven, and she wasn't sure. And so I was able to lead her to the Lord, and it's such a blessing to see how God's Word is so powerful and able to save anybody. Doesn't matter what background they're from, and it's so powerful. I just thank this church and thank the pastors here and just the vision of the college and everything that we're able and capable to do because of this church, and I appreciate you, church. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Winston Coakley. I'm from the Bahamas. I just want to say the whole trip to me was a blessing. I was able to lay two souls to the Lord. And like Brother Brent Whittle say also, I just want to say also, like the Apostle Paul, I thank my God upon every remembrance of you, and I encourage you as a church, continue giving and supporting this local ministry, reaching the lost.
Good evening. My name is Brett Eshelman. I'm from Ontario, Ohio. This is my second soul winning marathon, and like everyone has said, it is getting better each year. And something that happened to me was the first door I knocked on, the person got saved. He was a 16-year-old boy, and he got saved. And then after that, I lost my voice, so I couldn't really talk to anyone else, but I can kind of yell at them, and I'll get it kind of across as a squeak. But the second day when my voice was still gone, I was able to take my Bible and just, like always, just point them, and they read the verses. And I was able to kind of whisper it out and trying to help them out as best I could, but I just got to see that it was God's word that was doing the work, and that person got saved. So it's just such a blessing to see God's word still working. Thank you.
Good night. My name is O'Neill. I'm from the Bahamas. just like to thank the Lord for being here and having a chance to go on soul winning marathon. It was a blessing to me because, you know, folks couldn't really understand what I was saying at first because my pastor was Pastor Saji, so he was the one most of the talking for me, and then after a while, I got on board. I just prayed, and God really worked it out. I got a chance to lead four souls to the Lord, and you know, most people down there are Catholic, and they talking about, you know, going to purgatory when they die and stuff like that. So we got a chance to share the gospel, and we know that the gospel still saves. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Michael Perkins, and that's okay, O'Neill. They can't understand me either. This was my second soul winning marathon, and I became ill and I had to leave after the first day and a half. So I came home kind of defeated, or at least I thought it was defeat. And I was sharing that with my son, and it kind of led into a little Bible study there. And something pricked his heart, and he'd been dealing and fighting and struggling here for a couple of months. And what I thought was defeat turned into be the greatest blessing of my life. My son shared with me a couple of days later that he had been called into full-time ministry. So I just praise God for that. What I thought was defeat turned into victory. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Cody Cogswell. I'm from Jacksonville, Florida, and this is my first year on Soul Winning Marathon. This year was a blessing. I just want to thank all the fellow college students and everybody that went out for just having a really good spirit the entire time that we were out there. We didn't give place unto the devil, and that was a blessing for me. I was able to, the first day I wasn't able to lead anybody to the Lord, but the second and third day I was able to lead a person each day to the Lord, so it was a blessing. I just, you know, just ask that everybody keep praying so that way for next year when we do go back out, that we'll be able to see more souls get saved.
Hello, my name's Hannah Andrews, and I'm from Ringgold, Georgia. And this is my second soul winning marathon, and as many have said before me, they just seem to get better and better each year. And I just want to thank the Lord for using me and allowing me to lead one 13-year-old girl to the Lord. And it was a blessing as I was talking to her, because her little brother was over there poking at their parrot and making him squawk. So it was a disturbance to her as well as to me, but then she really started focusing on what it was saying. And then after she had prayed, the boy just stopped playing with the bird. So it was a blessing that she got saved. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Caitlin Giblin, and I'm from Middlebrook, Florida. And the blessing that God gave me this year was, even though I couldn't lead anybody to the Lord, He kept putting the verse in my mind that He uses some people to water and some people to seed and some people to reap. So He allowed me to water and seed this year. So thank you.
Good evening. My name is Ian Johnson. I'm from Nassau, Bahamas. This is my senior year, and this was definitely my best soul winning marathon. And I'm not just saying that because this was my last one, but it seems that every time soul winning marathon rolls around, that the devil just uses a time like that to cause contention and strife in the student body, and it was none of that this time. And I truly believe that it was the preaching on the bus that kept us men in the spirit and the mindset that we had for those 3 days. I'm sure the ladies had a good time on their bus too, but I definitely believe that it was preaching on the men's bus that kept us in the mindset that we had. My partner was Brother Coakley, and also Ms. Ching and Ms. Hannah Andrews. We as a group led 6 souls to the Lord, which was a blessing. The total was 168, but I really believe it was more than that that got saved on those 3 days, because there were many tracts and flyers that we put in the doors, and people still get saved by reading tracts. So I just thank God for that blessing. And also want to thank you for your prayers and support.
My name is Joshua Ormsby, and I'm from Danville, Kentucky, and I'm a senior this year studying missions. And I'd just like to personally thank Dr. Carter for his vision in starting the school and for church your support. And it's only through you guys supporting the college that we're able to go out into Solon. And it's such a blessing to go out and to be participating in a college that has such an emphasis on soul winning and on missions. This year's Soul Winning Marathon was a great blessing. There was a tremendous spirit. You could really tell the Spirit of God just moving and working in the ranks of the students. The blessing that God gave me was one particular house that I remember. We started knocking on the door. Jose was my partner, and we started knocking on the door, and we could hear a TV going on inside. And we waited a little bit, and then nobody came to the door, so we knocked again. Usually we knocked about 2 or 3 times at each door, but we just decided to keep knocking at that door. And we kept knocking at the door, we kept knocking at the door, ringing the doorbell. It must have been 2 or 3 minutes, and then finally this young man came out. He was about 16 years old, and we started witnessing to him. And he was so open, and he ended up getting saved. It was just a blessing and a great reminder that persistence is very, extremely important to soul winning. So just get out there and keep soul winning.
Good evening. My name is Ben White. I'm from Jackson, Michigan. And this was the first soul-winning marathon I've had the opportunity to go on. The Lord really used this in my life. And the reason is that my first 2 days out soul-winning, my partner and I did not get the opportunity to lead anybody to the Lord. I let this discourage me greatly. The devil really... It makes me mad now that I think about it, that Satan takes something as pure and good as going out leading souls to Christ to get a Christian discouraged. You know what I mean? I was just like, I feel so stupid now. But while I'm sitting there that night, my soul-winning partner and I, we went and we prayed, and it was like God said, I don't care how many souls. He said, I didn't send you out there for people to get saved. I sent you out there to witness. And it was like God said to me, I don't care as far as you personally, I don't care how many souls come to know the Lord. I care that you're faithful and that you keep doing this and keep staying faithful. And the ministry is difficult. And it was just the Lord showing me, stay faithful throughout your ministry, and whatever it takes, just keep trucking at it. And then the Lord did give me the opportunity the next day to lead a couple souls to him, I needed that, that little boost at the end. But God really used that in my life to just remind me to stay faithful, stick to your stuff, keep sharing the word, and he will give the increase in his time. And I just want to take this opportunity real quick to thank this church so much from the bottom of my heart for making it possible for just like us students here that can't afford to go to Bible college as much, and the great change that's happened in my life since I've been here. And even though you weren't able to go out there soul winning with us, you had a big part of it. And all those souls that came to know the Lord are just as much your doing as our doing, because you're the one that makes it possible for us. So thank you so much for your giving and all of that and the work that it's doing in our lives here. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Varemi. I'm from India. This year's soul winning marathon was my third time, and it might be the last one for me, because I would complete my course in the fourth semester. Yes, it was a great spiritual experience and blessing to me. In the beginning, I was disappointed, but the power of the gospel work is alive. I talked to this man, and he was shirtless, and there were tattoos everywhere. And it seems to me like he's wearing an earring, but actually I don't remember now, because that was not my main focus. But he accepted Jesus Christ, and that was a blessing. I never thought that he would accept. By the looks how he appeared, but it's wonderful that the power of gospel worked to anybody, at any place. And this was a man that I talked to. He was listening to the plan of salvation, and his wife came in and joined and listened to the plan of salvation, and both of them got saved. And it's a blessing to know that they are together here in this earth, and they will be together in heaven too. Yeah, that was a blessing. And I thank my pastor and for the church and for the professor and how they have been a blessing to us and serving God tirelessly. So it's a great blessing to me. Thank you.
Good evening. My name is James Morgan, and I'm actually from Romania. You guys know my family is missionaries over there. This was my first soul winning marathon, and I wasn't exactly sure what to expect. I'd heard a couple different things, but it was a great blessing. Everything from the trip down there to the experience we had down there, and then on the way back. To me, everybody last couple weeks they talked about those long roads. I was on one of those roads, but it was a blessing to me because I got to thinking about it, and it was long, a lot of walking involved, and a lot of distance for not very many houses. And the more I thought about it, the more I realized that if we couldn't help them with these areas, the church there, with the fewer number of people that they have, would take a lot longer to do that. So for me, that was the blessing I had, being able to help out the church in the greatest way that we could, as getting bodies out there and knocking doors. And I want to thank you all for making that possible and allowing us to do that. Thank you.
Hello, how are y'all doing tonight? My name's Hannah Arnold, and I'm from Mansfield, Ohio. And this was my second soul winning marathon, and it was a huge blessing for me to just watch the Spirit of the Lord work. It was, last year's soul winning marathon was awesome, but this year's was just so much better. The Spirit among the girls, and I'm sure the guys on their bus had it too, but unless you were there, you just don't understand how the Spirit of the Lord came down and met with us. And last soul winning marathon, I was really discouraged because I didn't get to lead anybody to the Lord. And it was a really hard thing for me to deal with. So this soul winning marathon, I just made that passage in 1 Corinthians that everybody else keeps talking about. I claimed that and I made that mine this soul winning marathon. And I told the Lord, I said, Lord, if all I get to do is just share the gospel, then that's perfectly fine. And every time that the Lord allowed me to share, I got to share the gospel several times. And every time the Lord allowed me to share, it was so sweet to be able to share the gospel and realize that God did that for me. And unless you share the gospel and feel it, you're not going to understand it. But it was just so sweet to realize that God had done that for me. And the Lord did allow me to lead 4 people to him this soul winning marathon, and that was a huge blessing too. And I was Caitlin's partner, and I was on one of those really long roads a couple days, but that was a blessing too, because Caitlin would just start singing, and so we just walked down these really long roads singing, and I'm sure our guy partners probably thought we were crazy, but we were just singing and praising the Lord, and it was just a really great time. And I want to thank you all for sending us.
Good night, church. My name is Abigail Wilson. I live in Nassau, Bahamas. This is my first year at Sewing Marathon. Sewing was an encouragement to me because before I came here, I knew all the scriptures to share with people, but I was afraid to share the gospel. But this college encouraged me to go because I don't have the choice if I want to go, but I have to go. So now I'm not afraid to share the gospel, and the Lord used me to lead 2 persons in the Lord. I want to thank this church.
Good evening, church. My name is Marik Major, and I'm from Nassau, Bahamas. I'd just like to thank the Lord for bringing me here to this college, and for the Soul Winning Marathon, it was really a blessing. And Foster Club was really a great help to me, because I'm like more fluent with my verses, and teach me how to knock on doors really hard, and so that they can come outside and open the door. One thing that really stood out to me was Tiffany was talking to someone. She was my partner. She was talking to someone at the door, and I was like, this boy's walking past and I don't want him to just leave. So I started talking to him and he kind of understood, but he didn't really understand. But he's like, I don't want to just go to hell. I want to get saved, but he still didn't understand exactly what I was saying, but he really didn't want to go to hell. He just wanted to get saved, so I still led him to the Lord, even though, despite the fact that he didn't fully understand everything, what he knew was he was on his way to hell and he didn't want to go there. So I just like to thank the Lord for the opportunity for me to go to Soul Winning Marathon. It was really a blessing.
Hello, my name is Karen Pratt, and I'm from Atlanta, Georgia, and the Bahamas. And this is my first Soul Winning Marathon. Well, when I went out there, I had embedded in my head that there are so many lost souls in the world, and we have to go give the gospel and make sure that they're going to heaven when they die. But my biggest blessing going into the Soul Winning Marathon was finding out that there are more saved people in the world than just Landmark. But yeah, a lot of the doors I knocked on, the people actually knew what it was to be saved, and they were genuinely saved, and they knew for sure that they were going to heaven when they died. So that was a blessing. And Satan really threw a lot of stuff at me to discourage me, but it was a blessing that I actually overcame that and was able to witness to people and all that. Thank you.
Hello, I'm David. I'm from Pioneer Baptist Church in German, PA. And I'm a freshman this year, and this was my first Soul Winning Marathon. Aaron was my partner. We went out, we went knocking doors. We kept on walking up and down, up and down, up and down stairs. And eventually, we just kept walking and walking and walking. And I got to knock on this one door, and an older, not too old, but an older gentleman came out, and I started talking to him, and then I was able to lead him to the Lord. But it was a blessing for me, because usually I'm used to only leading teenagers to the Lord, 19, 20 years old. But when I went out there, I was able to lead. I found out he was 46 years old, and people could still get saved at that age.
I'm Brianna Tiffany, and I'm from Jackson, Michigan, and this is my third Soul Winning Marathon, and I just like to say that it's a blessing to be used of the Lord. It's not something we deserve. To be used is an amazing thing, and my first year I was nervous, of course, and my second year I was excited, but this year I was kind of hesitant because I didn't feel ready for it, but you know, the Lord really used it. And the first day, I didn't get to lead anyone. The second day, right after lunch, right in the middle, I was able to lead one lady to the Lord. And then the third day again, I didn't lead anybody. But right in the middle, the Lord used me, despite myself, to lead someone to the Lord. And that's a blessing.
Hello, my name is Brandy DeVoe, and I'm from Homestead, Florida, and this is my first Soul Winning Marathon. The Lord definitely used this in my life to help me to be more bold. And before, I was always really nervous and really scared to talk to people that I didn't know. And the Lord really used this to help me to know what to say and to be bold for Him. And I just want to thank you for the opportunity.
Hello, my name is Ching Naulak. I'm from India. And this is my second Soul Winning Marathon. And it was such a blessing because God gave me the privilege of leading two young teenage boys to the Lord. And they were like so receptive of the word, and they were like fruit that needs to be plucked. So that was a blessing for me. And I'd like to thank Foster Club for giving me the necessary training to be a soul winner, and also church for supporting us. Thank you so much.
Hello, my name is Sarah Andrews, and I'm from Ringgold, Georgia. And this is my second soul winning marathon. And didn't get to lead anybody, but the Lord worked in my life in a big way. And the verses that went through my mind was, some water, some plant, God gives an increase. It was such a great big blessing, because my parents are missionaries, and I get to go to different churches throughout the summer. And many churches, I'm sad to say, don't have soul winning visitation that they do every week. You know, and they wonder why their churches are dying. And it was such a great blessing to see a church on fire that's doing more than just sitting in the pew, just going in the choir if they feel like it, and that they have the heart, mission, the heartbeat of God. It was such a great blessing for me, because I'm fixing, you know, the summer, go back, travel with my family, and many churches we visit don't have that, you know. And it was such a great blessing to see that, you know, that there's still churches out there that have a heart, that souls, heart for souls. Thank you. And I want to say, I'm sorry, thank you for the church here and the professors and the stuff here for all the hard work you do for us. And I really mean that from the bottom of my heart.
Good evening, church. My name is Justin Dillo. I'm from Nassau, Bahamas, and this was also my first soul winning marathon. I think the thing which stuck out to me the most was actually coming back from soul winning marathon and seeing Brother Vasilis' bus. And all around it, he had verses about Christ and how the things that he did for us, and then all of it for Christ's sake. And then I was thinking about Anniversary Sunday, and then how he was trying to get that big crowd to come out, and how he was trying to encourage our young people, at least for our bus route to come out. And then he was telling, I think, people on his bus route, is it worth it? And then I was just thinking about how he went through the fact that is it worth it, and then for Christ's sake. And then just with the reading the verses and looking at it, I was like, wow. And then seeing the increase of what God gave was really a blessing for me. But I would say what really stuck out to me the most was God's sovereignty. Because I was witnessing to this lady, me and Brother James, because he was my partner. And what happened was she was outside in this hot sun cutting bushes or trees, things about that thick. And she was like there with this little thing and trying to do it and whatever it may be. And we was... And then after me and James started to get to talking, and she started to witness and all these other things, and her husband came out of nowhere with bedroom slippers on, a white t-shirt and little pants, I guess probably watching TV and eating, probably drinking lemonade or whatever it may be, nonetheless. And I say all that to say this, it was like he was so comfortable inside while she was out there, and he eventually ran us away. And then while I was out there, I was telling Brother Morgan, I was like, I can't believe this. The only thing we're doing is giving the gospel out and telling the lady how she can know for sure when she dies she can have a home in heaven and all these other things. And as I walked from that house to the next house, I was just inside my bed, I was just mad. I was like, how in the world this guy could do something like this? And then afterwards, I was like, when I really looked at it, I said, if somebody was to come right after us and was to tell him about the Lord, and God would still accept him, even though he was still that same person that rejected it and the same person that stopped his wife from being saved. So in all, I see is a good thing God's not like man, and I got to see God's sovereignty. And that was really the one thing that stuck out to me, and I just like to thank the church for the opportunity to go out, and I can't wait for the next one. Amen.
Brother Lee, I want you to come share with the folks. Come on, you can do this. Brother Lee's from South Korea. He's a blessing. And share a testimony with us, please.
I'm Song Hee Lee from South Korea, Seoul. It was a soul winning, it was the best I ever had, because 3 days I've been not feeling well, but really, my partner was Ben White. And yeah, what you said like that, 2 days we couldn't get any people to the Lord, but he was really blessed because we pray a lot, and it's really blessed, and I just had to keep pray because I was not feeling well, but I didn't say anybody to my situation, but I had feeling just quite so much I ever had before. How do I say? Yeah, I felt just quite very much I ever had before. I don't know why, because I was a hard situation, but many people pray for us, and I've seen a lot of people get saved, and we it was a hard we had to walk for a long time, but I couldn't visit many houses, but I was really happy and to just share the gospel. I don't know how much people got saved is important, but to try witness and to share the gospel is really important for our life. And I never forget that time. I expecting to get a next soul winning marathon. I'm gonna prepare from now and I pray. Thank you very much.
Well, amen. I think you could gather as a church. The experience they've had has been valuable to them, not to mention the fact the angels rejoice over one that's saved. Amen. They thought going door to door soul winning was hard, but I notice it's harder on some of them to get up and tell you about it. I know how they feel. I look at you every Sunday. Anyway, young people, we appreciate you sharing your testimony. And there's some souls going to be in heaven because you made the trip, and you did the praying, and you did the word, you did the walking, and you did the sharing of the gospel. And there's a lot of people listening to you, and they've been saved maybe longer than you have, and they've never done what you just done. And that's sad to say, but that is true. And I thought in the 5 minutes we got left here, I'd ask you to turn to the book of Acts for just a little bit. And I want to say what some of the students already said to you. Go to Acts chapter 8 with me. They've already thanked you as a church for giving and pointed out to you that you have a part in every soul that was saved. And I want to encourage you as a member of Landmark Baptist Church that you keep giving and that you increase your giving. The ministries around here do not pay for themselves. The church is like a daddy with a bunch of kids to feed. He has to bring in the paycheck, and that's what this church is. It's a daddy to these ministries, Christian Day School and the college. And so somebody says, well, we go down there and we give, and what do we see for it? Well, if you're interested in spiritual dividends, you see quite a bit. And from bus ministry kids that saved every week, to missionaries that we support, to the college effort and the day school effort, all of it is still geared where the tire meets the road is winning souls to the Lord Jesus Christ. If you studied the growth of the church through the book of Acts, you'd find out that what we're doing now is what the early church did also. As it grew because it reached others with the gospel. If we're going to grow, in a sense, we've got to keep on doing what the first church did. As I look in chapter 8 of Acts, you've just had the stoning of Stephen, one of the first deacons, in chapter 7. Saul is still killing people in chapter 8. God has a sense of humor because Saul gets saved in chapter 9. Becomes the great apostle that he was, but in chapter 8, verse 1 says, and Saul was consenting unto his death. Whose death? Stephen's. They just stoned him. You remember, he was holding the coats. And by the way, he was probably stoned as much under Saul's authority as anybody, because he had the authority of the letters. He was the Pharisee hunting down the first Christians there. It says, and at that time there was a great persecution against the church, which was at Jerusalem. And they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria. Excuse my coughing tonight. Except the apostles. You know who was getting the soul saved here? Was the common people, the church members, the church at Jerusalem. They were scattered because of persecution. I hate to say it, but to the American church today, persecution might help us. Because we're just, the flesh likes peace, likes all its needs met. It gets satisfied to sit, but we're told to go. And as I look at the verses here, it says, devout men carried Stephen to his burial and made great lamentation over him. As for Saul, he made havoc of the church, entering into every house, hailing men and women, committed them to prison. But watch the next verse. Therefore, they that were scattered abroad went everywhere preaching the word. Now, not necessarily on a soapbox or behind a pulpit, but sharing the word. What the soul winners were doing was individual preaching. When they went to a door and won somebody to the Lord, they were preaching to them in this biblical sense here of sharing the gospel and giving the gospel to them. That's still what it's all about, folks. And our church has been, like so many churches, in a financial strain. The recession thing hit and all the excuses we could make. But the biggest thing to take care of our needs is keep on doing what God had the first church doing. As we scatter abroad, sharing the word everywhere. Do you understand that probably as they were scattered abroad, nobody got up on a rock somewhere and said, we're going to have visitation night on Thursday. You know what they were doing? They were sharing it with whoever they bumped into, whoever they worked with, whoever they lived side of, had an association with. And I think that's what's really missing in this latter day age that we live in. We think we got to do it just at a certain time, a certain way. What we need is people talking to people. That's what we need. And as these were scattered abroad, they went sharing it. And as we read the stories of the heroes of the faith, they didn't set out to be heroes. They just loved God so much and knew what he'd done for them and how Jesus had died for them, till it was natural for them to talk about it and to tell others. If you had a cure for cancer, you'd want to share it. We got a cure for something greater than cancer. We got a cure for hellfire. We got a cure for eternity. How we need to share it. Oh, how we need to share it. As a preacher, it's like pulling teeth sometimes to get folks to come out on visitation. Why do you have that? Because we find that if we don't designate a time, folks don't do it. But we ought to do it without a designated time. We ought to just do it because it's natural. We ought to do it out of love. He first loved us. We love him. We ought to love the souls that he died for, that we keep sharing. I appreciate these young people and the job they did. And some of them said, well, I've been before. Some said, this is my last time. Some said, this is my first time. I'll say this for all of them. It's a time they'll never forget. And it's a time that'll continue to be a blessing to them throughout the years as they continue to serve God. And as a college, we believe in the book learning, so to speak. We believe in the classrooms. But we sure do believe in it being practical also. And that's what the bus ministry is about. That's what the soul winning's about. And I appreciate them. I appreciate our college staff and workers that went. And it's a hard time on the flesh. We've heard good reports from the church down at Seagate Baptist that it was a real shot in the arm and a blessing to the church. See, we go to a local church, and I guess you got a letter just this last day or two, Brother Lewis. I had a copy of it. Other preachers are hearing about it. And they're writing and saying, I'd like to get my church on the list. I'd like for you to come to my church, and we'd like to have that same blessing. And we'll be doing that. We'll be doing that for as many as we